The Children of Lir. This is an old Irish legend and one of the best known tales from Ireland. Long ago, there was a great king in Ireland called Lir. He and his wife Eve had four children, a daughter, the beautiful Fionnuala, and three sons, Fiacra, Conn, and baby E. Sadly, Eve died and Lir remarried. Lir's new wife was Eve's sister and the children's aunt, Aoife. Aoife loved the children dearly, as if they were her own, but over time she became jealous of Lir's love for them. When she realized that Lir would never love her as much as he loved his children, she decided to do something about it. One day, Aoife took the children to play at the edge of Lake Derevara. As the children sang and laughed in the water, she put a spell on them and turned them into four white swans. Aoife laughed as she told them that they would spend 300 years on Lake Derevara, 300 years on the Sea of Moyle, and finally another 300 years on the Western Sea. The spell would only be broken by the sound of a bell being rung by a saint. However, she did allow them to keep their voices so that they could continue to sing sweetly. When Aoife told the king what she'd done, he banished her from the kingdom. He ran to the lake and his heart broke when he saw his four children singing sadly at the water's edge. He sat with them for hours as his tears trickled into the water, and he went there every day until he became an old man and died. Many people came from far and near to hear the swans singing. Their harmony brought joy to everyone. But after 300 years, the four swans flew to the Sea of Moyle, a cold, stormy sea that lies between Scotland and Ireland. The swans were lonely, and nobody was able to hear them sing. One night, a violent storm blew the swans in different directions. After days of searching for one another, injured and scared, they were reunited. Their bond became stronger than ever, and they passed another 300 years, unhappily, but always together. From there, they flew to the Western Sea and stayed there for another 300 years, singing sweetly but sorrowfully. Finally, the swans returned to their homeland, but everything was different, and the place was desolate and empty. Around this time, St. Patrick came to Ireland to spread Christianity. One of his missionaries, St. Cuivoc, had built a little church on the edge of Lake Derevara. One day, the swans heard a loud sound. "What's that?" they asked one another. They soon realized it was the sound of a bell being rung, which could end the spell. They began to sing sweetly, and the saint walked down to the lake to hear the beautiful swans singing in the voices of children. They told him their story, and the saint asked if he could baptize them. They agreed, and as soon as the holy water touched them, they turned into three old men and an old woman. They were finally humans again, but they died shortly after. The saint buried them together, as they'd always been, in a beautiful grave overlooking the lake. And that was the end of the Children of Lir. But they say that if you stand on the water's edge and listen carefully, you can still hear their voices in the wind.